The passing of Leonard Cohen recently crowned a year of sad losses to music, which also included David Bowie and Prince. With all three, we lost inimitable artists and storytellers, but the way we came to know these artists first was surely through their voices, probably crackling through the radio, awakening us to new musical possibilities. Leonard Cohen's voice was mournful, melancholy, not the voice of an angel by any means, but it touched something deep inside many people. It's amazing when you think about it, but with the human voice, every person carries around with them the most versatile, most expressive musical instrument ever made. The same muscle we use to sing a baby to sleep can also fill the Sydney Opera House. Just like fingerprints, no two human voices are exactly the same. We know the voices of our loved ones so well, we can hear them across noisy rooms, down phone lines on the other side of the world, even on the other side of consciousness. 7-year-old Charlotte Neave astounded doctors by waking up from a coma when she heard her mum's voice singing a favourite song to her. Charlotte had undergone 2 unsuccessful operations to stop bleeding on her brain, and doctors had told her mum to prepare to say goodbye. But as she leant over to give Charlotte a final cuddle, a song they used to sing together came on the radio, Rolling in the Deep by Adele. As she tearfully sang along with the radio, astonishingly, she noticed Charlotte begin to smile. After the song finished, nurses told her mum to keep on singing, and Charlotte smiled again. Within just a few days, Charlotte was sitting up and speaking. The Christmas story is full of singing, from Mary's Magnificat to the heavenly choir singing Glory to God in the highest. And though it might surprise you, one of God's most frequent commands to his people is that they should sing. Perhaps that's because uniting our voices unites our hearts too. It gives us courage. History shows that every major awakening in the church has been accompanied by a revival of singing. Not many of us have voices as distinctive as Leonard Cohen or David Bowie, Prince or Adele, but to those closest to you, your voice touches deeper than any of theirs. Only you sing the way you do. So sing.